Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Thanks very much for listening to Morning Edition here on AM 580 today. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 12:55, down 5 on the open. July, 12:25, up 3.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 11:80, down 11.5 on the open. July, 11:64, up 2. September, 11:40, down 45. December, 11:48, down 39.5. July of 2009, 10:50, down 32.5 on the open. May corn opened at 5:50, down 9.25 on the open. July, 5:56, down 15.25. September, 5:62, down 11.25. December, 5:66, down 9. March of 2009, 5:69, down 14. May, 5:71, down 14. December of 2009, 5:36, down 17.75 on the open. May beans opened at 13:34, down 18.75 on the open. July, 13:40, down 22.75. August, 13:29, down 32. September, 12:85, down 39. November, 12:49, down 30. January, 12:45, down 46. March of 2009, 12:49, down 50. May, 12:52, down 50. July of 2009, 12:58, down 45. November of 2009, 11:87, down 50 on the open. May soybean meal open at 3:40, down 3:80 on the open. July, 3:38, down 11:80. May soybean oil open at 58.56, down $2 on the open. July, 59.32, down $2. April live cattle open at 90.35, down 15 on the open. March feeders open at 99.25, down 5. April lean hogs opened at 55.25, up 17.5. And May bellies open at 79, down 107.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Join us tomorrow evening at the American Legion Post in Mazan, Illinois, for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be there at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. And panelists for the meeting include Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, Mike Georgie of Allendale, and Greg Wagner out of Ag Resource in Chicago. That's at the American Legion Post 352 in Lausanne, the 7 o'clock start time. And there is no advance registration required, and the meeting is free. Bring your agricultural questions, and we hope to see you there.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel, Senior Market Analyst for Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Off of that opening bell, we're now locked limit down pretty much across the board in most soybean contracts and corn trading lower double digits with the exception of the March 2010 and the July 2009. What do we owe the weakness to this morning?
Well, just uncertainty, especially jitteriness from the outside markets, per se, concerned that some of these big houses, investment houses, like we saw over the weekend, there could be more on the edge, and they're going to be liquidating. Some of these houses do handle hedge fund business, and so there's concerned that the overall economy could be shaky, and some of this investment money overall could be on shaky grounds for ones that's gotten caught in some other investments that just didn't pay out. So that's going to spill over into the marketplace. So we're sort of in a little bit of a meltdown here. We have some cycle lows due here at the end of the month. So the short-term momentum indicators could be, you know, quite sloppy here for a while.
Is this new jitteriness from the outside markets or a continuation?
Just continuation. I mean, we're just in a type of atmosphere. We could be limit down, limit up, you know, all in the same day. And so we got to get used to some wide price swings. So as a trader, you know, it's going to keep these guys on edge and keep them very nervous here as they get used to some volatile swings. But as a producer, this is sort of a prime example of why we got to sell the up modes or the up moves in here on the market, because when you get in a day like today, you know, the big question is, what do you do?
And that would be my next question. What do you do?
Well, I don't think I could say it on the air here without getting bleeped, but I think you got to look at letting the market run its course at this point in time, and then using some type of recovery to get to where you want to be. You know, if you don't have anything sold, it's concerning what we're seeing. You know, if you've been selling long in here and got some positions to work from, then I wouldn't panic just right at the moment.
Well, it's harder and harder to use technical factors when the outside investments are so large and the moves are so big. But do your best and give us some projections, some support levels, and then some potential bounce levels to the downside.
Well, at the current type of action we're seeing, you could probably look at the low we made here in about a week ago on March 10th, this corn down around this 540 area. That will probably be a level to look at here over the next few days. On the beans, you probably go back to the late January low down in the Novembers at this 1162 area as a downside target. If we get to those levels, then you could probably use the simple retracement levels of Fibonacci numbers of a retest of the highs we made here this winter.
So it's still an opportunity here if you haven't done much pricing, and I suppose you still like some option strategies at this point?
Well, as far as pricing, these are still very, very good levels. You know, it's frustrating trying to work with on the cash merchandising side of it. So, but for the most part, these are still profitable levels for most guys. So there's still opportunities to take place here. If you're one that's kind of nervous and wanting some downside protection but not wanting to really give up ownership, the simplest thing to do is a put option strategy. That puts a floor under you but leaves your upside open, for say. So there's one possibility. And if you're just tired of watching the markets and tired of drinking Pepto-Bismol, just sell it all and buy a call option and own it on paper. You know, that's one strategy, too. So there's several different strategies, and a lot of the analysts you hear on WILL are well capable of working with you and trying to figure out a strategy that you're comfortable with. That's the whole name of the game, is being comfortable and being able to ride the waves here as we will continue to see quite emotional market through the entire growing season of 2008.
U.S. dollar made, again, new all-time lows today ahead of the Federal Reserve meeting tomorrow. Analysts suggesting now a full cut of a full percentage point, more and more likely from the Fed. Will that stop the bleeding?
Well, I don't know. Maybe psychologically it might try to help, but we're in deep, deep doo-doo here. Man, it's just a meltdown. For those who are on the brink of their housing sector here, you know, the psychology now, if my house is, you know, worth a lot less than what I owe on it, I'm just going to jump ship and get out. And we've got that mentality floating around out there. Until you stop that mentality, you know, you're going to continue to see that sector continue to struggle. And so we're in just major trouble here for a while, and I just can't see a real turn here for a while yet.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kirk Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Current tick, May wheat now at 12.19 and a quarter, down 40 and three quarters. July, 11.85, down 36 and a half. Of course, that's at Kansas City. At the Board of Trade, May wheat at 11.62, down 29 and a half. May corn, 15.42, down 17. May beans, 13.02 and three quarters, down 50. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.